AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A day after winning the Iowa caucuses, Donald Trump is in court in New York today for a trial over how much more money he owes writer E. Jean Carroll for denying he sexually assaulted her in the 1990s and accusing her of lying about her claims.
E. Jean Carroll got a warm welcome from supporters in front of federal court in Manhattan.
You're so brave.
Some thanking her, calling her brave. Trump went in a special entrance with Secret Service. Tuesday marks day one of jury selection with opening statements to follow in what is essentially a second penalty phase of a legal fight Carroll has already won. In May, a different jury awarded her $5 million, finding Trump sexually abused her in a department store dressing room in 1996, then defamed her 2 years ago, claiming Carroll made it up. The Republican frontrunner for president, who just won the Iowa caucuses, continues to deny the charges and is appealing the first jury's verdict. Julie Walker, New York.
Off his second place finish in Iowa, Ron DeSantis says the country needs new viewpoints in the White House.
I have no interest in facilitating the managed decline of this country. I want to reverse the decline of this country. I want to put us on a new path. And we need a new birth of freedom.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says he's out of the GOP presidential race. He finished sixth in Iowa. Rex Huerman, the man known as the suspect in the Gilgo Beach killings, was accused on Long Island in the death of a fourth woman. A top Federal Reserve official says he is increasingly confident inflation will continue falling this year back to the Fed's 2% target level after 2 years of accelerating price spikes. Sources tell the AP Philadelphia Eagles center Jason Kelce has told teammates he intends to retire after 13 NFL seasons. This is AP News. What are the GOP presidential candidates doing next, now that the Iowa caucuses are over?
Now what? What are the GOP presidential candidates doing now that the Iowa caucuses are over? Donald Trump won big at the GOP caucuses in Iowa.
Well, I want to thank everybody. This has been...
Tonight, he's expected to rally supporters in New Hampshire. Ron DeSantis finished a distant second to Donald Trump in Iowa. DeSantis is visiting conservative stronghold South Carolina today. And then New Hampshire, which will hold the first in the nation primary on January 23rd. And then there's Nikki Haley. She finished behind Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. She is eyeing New Hampshire.
When you look at how we're doing in New Hampshire, in South Carolina, and beyond...
She says her campaign has momentum. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Big news! The sale of the season is here. It's Wayfair's Black Friday sale, and it's on now. Right now, get up to 80% off everything home and everything you need for the season ahead. Save on quality furniture for every room in the house. Essentials for the guest room, whether it's new bedding or a new mattress. Kitchen and dining must-haves for all your hosting needs. And seasonal home finds like throw pillows and decor, or favorites that you'll use all year long. And with amazing doorbuster deals from November 27th through December 2nd, you can shop the things you love at even lower prices at Wayfair. Plus, you can sit back and relax with Wayfair's fast and easy shipping. Everything home comes straight to your home. And the best part? Free delivery just in time for the holidays. This Black Friday, Wayfair deals are bigger and better than ever. There's no place like home for the holidays. And no place like Wayfair for Black Friday savings. So don't wait. Black Friday ends soon. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday sale now and save up to 80% off at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.